Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard about the recent court case that is supposed to bring down real estate sales commissions. What is the potential effect of this ruling on the real estate industry in our state? Nick Kramitis is CEO of SC Realtors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Now, first of all, tell us about your organization.
So the South Carolina Association of Realtors is the largest trade association in South Carolina. We represent and serve over 30,000 realtor members. Now, keep in mind, there are 55,000 licensees, that, you know, folks that hold a real estate license in South Carolina. Of those, 30,000 are realtor members. Our members do more than 90% of the transactions in the state. And we advocate for homeownership in South Carolina, investment in real estate, and the protection of private property rights. We serve our members with professional development and code of ethics enforcement. There are 15 local associations around the state, and we're also affiliated with the National Association of Realtors.
For our listeners who might have missed this court case that I mentioned in my introduction, give us a brief summary.
So there's nothing in the settlement that limits or restricts or sets the rates that realtors charge for their services. This lawsuit will address a couple of things in South Carolina. And for the last 25 years, agency relationships between realtors and their clients have been in writing. Those agreements spell out the services the realtor provides, the compensation they're going to receive. It's very transparent. And the settlement, the impact it's going to have on South Carolina, I believe it's going to be better for consumers, better for realtors. These conversations about compensation will be front and center. And really no change on the buyer agency side for South Carolina, as South Carolina is one of 18 states in the country currently that have written buyer agency requirements. That puts our consumers at an advantage as opposed to many what other consumers are facing in other states right now.
What was it about this case then that has caused the headlines about lowering commission rates?
Those headlines are all misleading. There is nothing, again, nothing in this settlement that lowers commission rates for realtors. We still operate in a free market. Consumers can decide what they want to pay when working with realtors. The nuance of the class action lawsuit had to do more with a multiple listing rule that required brokers to display compensation to buyers' agents. This had to do with a rule of the MLS that was promulgated by our National Association of Realtors that required listing brokers to provide compensation to buyers' agents. It was a mandatory field in the MLS. The plaintiffs in the Missouri case were able to convince a jury there that that rule equated to collusion and price fixing under the Sherman Antitrust Act.
All right, and so maybe just a quick picture of the real estate industry in our state.
The market has softened. We just got the latest Freddie Mac report. Interest rates are now have come down below 7%. You know, the Fed promised 3 rate cuts this year. We've got the election looming in November. We will likely see those rate cuts implemented, but they're still historically below their average. The biggest challenges in the market are continued low inventory and the price of homes. The average price of a home in South Carolina has increased by almost 60% since COVID, since 2020. But the market itself, I mean, we're projecting the end of this year will still probably be a top 10 year in real estate in South Carolina. More people are moving here than ever before. The demand is as high as it's ever been. Construction is finally starting to creep up. Our home builders say that we're 300,000 units short to meet current demand, which is hard to believe when you look at all the cranes and construction and Charleston and Greenville and Columbia and markets in between. But we're fortunate to be in a state where we have a sound economic base, a diverse economic base. We're projecting a very robust and healthy real estate market for the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Nick Kramitis is CEO of the South Carolina Association of Realtors. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.